Welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of Quarantine. Today we're talking about a very influential young woman, Greta Thunberg. And yes, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce her name, but lots of news people mess it up, or I don't know, but we're going with that. But first, of course, let's begin this episode with 1 minute of headlines to update you on the world around us. U.S. News. 1. Fox News got it off this Tuesday by stating Trump ends press briefing after defending pro-hydroxychloroquine doctor who says virus has a cure. I think Fox News just dissed Trump. What a shocker. 2. The Washington Post reported Biden says he will pick running mate by end of next week. He's got lots of different people. 3. Earlier today, Politico, claimed Portland protest groups sue U.S. over tear gas and rubber bullets. World News. 1. NBC News informed readers about Europe and they face their about Europe and how they're facing a second coronavirus pandemic wave. 2. NPR published emus have been banned for bad behavior in a hotel in Australia's outback. 3. Miami Herald discussed how a day of hope, Pence visits Miami for launch of COVID vaccine trial. Business News. 1. Mackenzie Scott, formerly Bezos, says she has given away $1.7 billion of her wealth so far, claims CNN. I like you, Mackenzie Scott. Science News. 1. According to BBC News, scientists revive 100-million-year-old microbes from the sea. Wow. Other news. And finally, NPR informed us that Twitter restrict Donald Trump's Jr.'s account over COVID-19 misinformation. One Donald Trump down, one to go. Now, let's jump into the episode with an important announcement. All right, so I don't know if you guys remember this episode. I might actually just like do basically a redo of this episode because it was one of my favorites to make and I think it's a super important message that is not being spread. But it was one I did a little while ago about menstrual equity, and that's back when my sound quality was really bad, so that's why I would redo it so you have like more people would be able to listen and not be annoyed by the sound quality. But I am very, very passionate about menstrual equity. It is one of the women's activism things that I have really taken charge of. I'm just super, super passionate about it. And so is my friend Annalise. And together we are in Girl Scout Troop 4626 in Colorado. Right now we're working on getting our Silver Award, which basically is the highest honor a Girl Scout of our age can earn. So currently we are working on getting menstrual products supplied to our middle school for free because this would increase attendance rates by 2.5%, which hence that will like lessen the gender barrier by 2.5%. Because these people are going to be given more opportunities, these women who weren't able to go to school before because they didn't have a pad or tampon. And I know that might not seem realistic if you're living in a world of privilege, but I do know, I have seen that a lot of kids do skip like a week of school every month, and that is not a good thing for their education. It's not a good benefit. And so we're currently working to fix this. And so we aren't allowed to ask for donations as Girl Scouts because it's just not allowed. So we have to raise our own money. Right now we're working on a Redbubble shop and we'll make some other ones for different merch sites like TeePublic and whatnot. But 100% of the proceeds from this podcast, from not just this one, but all of my podcasts, from my merch, from the Redbubble shop, everything will be going towards this. So we really appreciate if you would share this podcast, and just it makes a difference because this money does add up for us, and then we will be able to help our middle school and so many people who need it. So thank you so much. And our shops will be linked in the description, especially the Redbubble shop, because that's where we're just working on our most present ideas. But we're gonna try and make some fun designs there too. So even if you didn't want something related to like the tampon tax, we'll probably make some things related to like TikTok and, you know, just fun things too. So just so we can boost sales. Thank you. And also, this episode is probably gonna be very, very, very short, like a max of 10 minutes or something. Because although Greta Thunberg is amazing and there's a lot to be said about her, she's only been alive for 17 years and only been involved in political activism for about 2. So instead of the other woman that I've discussed previously who have had lots of years of experience, she has made a huge difference, but just in 2 years. So it's just more discussing basics about her. All right, now we're going to start the episode. Greta Thunberg learned all about climate change when she was 8. And when I say all about, I mean the basics, you know, what is greenhouse gases and all that, whatnot. Right now, she's 17, she's Swedish, and she's a girl who is very passionate about climate change. Growing up, her grandfather has always been one of her biggest role models, as he had previously won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1903. Greta has Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism. After starting her activism in journalism, which seems to be a very common theme in all aspects of this woman that we have previously discussed, an essay she wrote about climate change was published in a local newspaper at the age of 15. What astounds me is how she went from this to a global activist who's brought 20 million on her journey. After beginning to protest in front of the Swedish Parliament building, vowing to continue until the Swedish government met the carbon emissions target agreed by world leaders in Paris in 2015, BBC News says that, she began skipping school every Friday to strike, and this movement gained a lot of steam. Over 3 years later, around 20 million students were striking on Fridays and demanding their governments take action against climate injustice. According to BBC News, the teenager took the whole of 2019 off school to continue campaigning, to attend key climate conferences, and to join student protests around the world. In September of 2019, she traveled to New York to address a UN climate conference. Greta refuses to fly because of its environmental impact, so she made her way there on a racing yacht in a journey that lasted 2 weeks. When she arrived, millions of people around the world took part in a climate strike, underlining the scale of her influence. Addressing the conference, she blasted politicians for relying on young people for answers to climate change. She said, "How dare you? I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean, yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?" She was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Greta's mission is to cut climate emissions globally so that our world will be saved. It is her hope that fossil fuels will be eliminated and we'll begin investing in proper, nature-friendly sources of these items. BBC News also says, but her message has not been well received by everyone. After her UN appearance in September 2019, US President Donald Trump appeared to mock her by saying she must work on her anger management problem. Greta then changed her Twitter biography to include Mr. Trump's words. She did the same weeks later when Russian President Vladimir Putin called her a kind but poorly informed teenager. In January, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, told the teenager to go away and study economics before lecturing investors. We stand, Greta, so, you know, I don't like any of those other guys. All right, that's it. I know it's short. But I hope you like listening to this episode and learned something, even if it was just literally my 3-minute lecture on how amazing this girl is. And you can definitely get involved, and I have no idea how, so let me research that, and I'll be back in a minute. Some ways to support Greta include watching all of her, like, TED Talks and videos with Ellen and whatnot, just so you can have a better understanding of more about her. But you can also donate to organizations fighting climate change. So some of these might be the Environmental Defense Fund, the Sierra Club, and the Trust for Public Land. Additionally, she gets a lot of hate just because she's a youth activist who's fighting for things that lots of people don't believe are real, even though they are. So just send messages of, you know, you're awesome. You're really doing good in the world. And then writing a letter to the United Nations, this can help out. You can write a letter to support their cause, and whichever method you choose to help is going to make a difference. Really, your actions are key. The first step to taking responsibility for yourself and your presence on the planet, and remembering that although these children are inspirational, they shouldn't be doing the work alone. Thanks, Bustle, for that quote. But, you know, Greta 2020. All right, on to the outro. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to talk about one of our amazing sponsors, Knockback. Knockback is a creative video game designed for 1 to 4 people in which you attempt to get rid of zombies. As the owner says it, Knockback is a physics sandbox that challenges you to ask yourself, how many ways can I destroy the zombies? Go ahead, play with fire. Throw them into a building or smash them with a log rolling down a hill. Want to suck the zombies into a tight ball and zap them with lightning? You can do that. Rain down sticky stones of fire onto their heads? Got you covered. hit him with a giant rolling stone that bowls down on the baddies? Go for it. Knockback is a wonderful game that my family has enjoyed learning about during its creation process. It's truly exciting to play and experiment with. Plus, it is always developing and changing. Knockback is an early access game, so you're encouraged to watch it grow. It runs smoothly and is always being updated to add new components that may spark your interest. One thing that's really cool, I think, is just that the creativity, there's like no limits. And I think that's a really important just part of a video game, is you want to not have your creativity stifled. And Knockback does a great job of not doing that. So now, get out there and stick a snail snot rock onto an unsuspecting zombie chin. Visit their Facebook page at Knockback Game, that's spelled K-N-O-C-K-B-A-C-K, Game, G-A-M-E. I sure hope you know how to spell that. And install Knockback now at Steam's store, and that link will be in the description box below. Thank you, and go check out this wonderful game and opportunity. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something. If you like this podcast, please support us with monthly donations. Again, all profits are going towards helping fix period poverty in my local area, and it's really appreciated. It also helps us get new equipment, but I don't think we really need any right now. We just really need to help out my community. And that's linked in the show notes. Another way to help us out is writing us a review, because this is another way that we are going to get more steam and more people listening, and another way that I'm going to have more funding for my school. Please share this podcast. Again, it's pretty obvious, but it's going to help out. The last and most novel thing you can do to help us out is buy some of our merchandise, whether you're buying it on Redbubble, our username is GSTroop, meaning Girl Scout Troop, 4626. Or also on TeePublic, we have our quarantine merch. A good portion of the profits and commissions go to us, so we appreciate every purchase. Thank you, and join us on Thursday for an episode about, I don't know, TBD. If you have any questions, you can send us voice messages on our website. Go follow us on our socials at quarantine.pod on Instagram and Facebook, at Quarantine Pod Everywhere. I'm sorry, I'm reading my old outro. Quarantine Pod Everywhere, and that's also our website, is quarantinepod.com. Thank you so much for listening and joining us on Thursday. A special thanks to Knockback and Anchor for sponsoring the podcast, and Wix for the amazing website creation tools. Also, thank you to our many streaming platforms: Acast, Alltop, Apple Podcasts, Audio Burst, Anchor, Breaker, Bullhorn, Castbox, Deezer, Fid, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, iHeartRadio, Listen App, Listen Notes, Mahalan, Overcast, Player FM, Plex, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Podcast Land, Podcast Republic, Podchaser, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, and TuneIn.